Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering a piece on professional development for Victorian estate agents and why Victoria works a bit differently from every other state.
And when I say differently, I mean it's not a case of logging in and buying a course online, which, if you're used to how NSW or Queensland CPD works, might catch you off guard.
The article is called Vic Professional Development for Estate Agents, What's Required? And it opens with a line that sets the tone immediately. Victoria is the state that asks for a phone call rather than a checkout.
Which tells you pretty much everything straight away. No add to cart moment here.
Exactly. So let's back up and give some context. In NSW, Queensland and the ACT, Archer sells CPD as a self-serve online product. You log in, complete your units and download a certificate the same day.
That's the model most agents know. Fast, convenient, suits the way those states structure their requirements.
Victoria is set up differently. Consumer Affairs Victoria oversees licensing and professional standards in the state, and the framework doesn't follow the same model as those other three.
So what does that mean in practice for a Victorian agent?
It means Archer doesn't sell an off-the-shelf Victorian CPD product, not because one doesn't exist in the world, but because the requirements aren't a one-size situation. The article is direct about this. Rather than take your money for something that might not match what you actually need, Archer treats Victorian professional development as inquiry-based.
So you contact them, explain your situation, and they tell you what applies to you specifically.
That's it. And the article makes a good case for why that's the smarter move. A short call gets you a current answer from a registered training provider working with Victorian agents day to day. That's a lot safer than something you found in an old forum post.
Which happens constantly. Someone Googles the rules, finds a thread from a couple of years back, follows the advice, and then discovers at renewal that the training didn't count.
The article flags that directly. Requirements move. The safest source is always the regulator, plus a provider who knows what's current.
Okay, so let's say you've decided to call. What do you need to have ready?
The article gives a practical list. Four things. First, your role. Whether you're an estate agent or an agent's representative changes what applies.
That's a real distinction. The two roles don't necessarily have the same requirements.
Second, your license or registration details. Both the type and how long you've held it matter. Third, your renewal timing, so the team can work back to a sensible plan.
So they're not just answering a general question, they're helping you map out a timeline specific to your situation.
Right, and the fourth thing is any training you've already completed this year, so nothing gets repeated. Have those four things ready, and the article says you can get the right answer in a single conversation.
That's worth knowing. Most people pick up the phone without thinking about what they actually need to say.
The article also makes a point of saying the support team is Australian-based and human. You'll speak with a person who can answer your questions, not a chatbot or a ticket queue.
Which matters when you're trying to sort out something as specific as licensing compliance. You want a real answer, not a canned response.
It does. There are a couple of other situations the article covers that are worth a mention. If you hold a license in more than one state, Victoria is the exception to the instant online pattern. NSW, Queensland and the ACT each run their own annual CPD that you can complete online with Archer. Victoria is handled separately.
So if you're multi-state, treat Victoria as its own conversation rather than assuming it works the same way.
And if you're new to the industry in Victoria, the article is clear that ongoing professional development is a separate matter from getting licensed in the first place. There are dedicated guides for the licensing path and for moving from agent's representative to a full estate agent license.
Okay, so what's the one thing someone should do after reading this?
Don't buy a Victorian CPD product without talking to the team first. The article's closing line says it plainly. Contact Archer, explain your role and your situation, and they'll confirm the current requirements and point you to the right option. And always cross-check with Consumer Affairs Victoria directly, because the rules can change.
Good advice. Don't assume, ask first.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, and if you want to speak to someone today, Archer offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can reach the team on 1800 069 273.
Worth having that number saved before your renewal date catches up with you.
Thanks for listening.